With a strong political will, the government of Rwanda is determined to respect international engagements on environment while securing food for all. Two officials of Rwanda had this to say on the occasion of World Food Day 2008. Minister of Natural Resources, Mr. Stanislas Kamanzi, and Director General of Rwanda Environment Management Authority, Ms. Rose Mukankomeje.
Do you think the management of wetlands and marshlands that are important for the population in Rwanda, do you think they're in conformity with the international conventions and treaties? Are you in line with that?
Absolutely. Rwanda is part of the Ramsar Convention, and in this connection we've passed policies and regulations that are in line with the wetlands and marshlands preservation, but also which stipulates the most sustainable way of using them to support our agricultural production. As a matter of fact, an inventory of those marshlands and wetlands has been carried out, and it has helped out to make a classification of those. And they would include marshlands which are ready to be fully protected, which can't be utilized in any way whatsoever, but in conservation for the sake of protecting biodiversity, but also for the sake of ensuring that our hydrological systems are not disturbed. Then there is a category of those wetlands and marshlands that have been identified as endowed with the potential, an agricultural potential. For those ones, mechanisms have been put in place to make sure that they are also used in a way that they can't be degraded, so to ensure that if dedicated to agricultural production, they are so in a sustainable way. So we are on track. In the past, lack of capacity and other technologies have contributed very much to wetland degradation, but for the time being, we are endeavoring to make sure that that is stopped altogether. You might be aware that the present regulations provide for buffer zones along our wetlands. That way, the protection is ensured, and we have also been mobilizing the capacity to make sure that wherever they have to be used, they are utilized in a way that is indeed sustainable.
Ms. Rose Mukankomeje.
Of course, Rwanda being a citizen or a country, a part of this international community, we had ratified all conventions, including Ramsar. And we know the importance of the water, of the wetlands. So the Ramsar principles, convention, and the objectives of this convention is really helping Rwanda to make sure that we protect very well our wetlands. So the cooperation we do have, we are at the beginning. We have already started by trying to request some expertise from them, because our environmental law is asking us to categorize wetlands and to make sure what are the wetlands which need to be protected because of the global impact importance, and those which can be managed for different purposes, for agriculture and so on and so forth. So now we are in collaboration with Ramsar, and I think FAO also is supporting this country to achieve that goal.
Are you heading to more protected areas in addition to the Rugezi one?
Yes, because we have benefited from GF, Global Environmental Facility Fund, for integrated management of critical ecosystems. We have chosen four wetlands, which for us have a global component. One is Rugezi in the north, another one is in the Nyungwe National Park, Cameron's of Wetland. Another one is the Rugweru-Bugesera Complex, the border of Burundi. And another one is Akagera National Park. So we are busy now to see which are, because we are those four, the most which have global impact, now we are busy in trying to see what else can we put on the Ramsar site.
Mm-hmm. Any idea or any proposal on the table?
Maybe Rugwe Rubugesera. This is what we are thinking, because already Kamiranzovu is already in a protected area. It's in a national park. So if we can manage to protect, to dedicate Mugesera and Rweru complex, the border between Burundi and Rwanda, in this complexity, in this partnership with Burundi, it will add on value on what we are doing in environmental protection.
This is an FAO production for World Food Day 2008. I'm Lilian Kambirigi, studio engineer Ricardo Parenti.